So when I share these images with live audiences, I hear the gasps of awe from the audience, and people say, what happened? What happened to that tumor? What just happened? Where did it go? We've shown this to Western medical people in conferences. They've seen this one-on-one. They've seen it in groups. And what they say, almost universally, say, wow, that is absolutely amazing. That's a miracle. We've got to come back and study this. It certainly warrants additional study, and we will, but first we've got to find the cure for cancer. Because they see this, to them, it's an anomaly that could be studied at a later time when we have time. It's so subtle. It's a very, very different way of looking at our world. They didn't say, bad cancer, we have to cut you out or radiate you or make you go away. They said, of course, that is a possibility, and there are many other possibilities. They didn't think, they felt the feeling of what it felt like to be in the presence of a woman who is healed, healthy, happy. That's a prayer. When you pray for loved ones regarding their conditions, this mode of prayer invites us to pray and feel the feeling as if the condition were never there. To feel the feeling of being in their presence, of having them healthy, happy, vital, loving beings, rather than envisioning them as diseased and suffering and then asking that that change. Why does this work? It looks like a mystery until we understand the quantum hologram. Quantum hologram says there is a blueprint for a healed bladder that always existed. All they did was felt the feeling, which is the language that awakens that blueprint, and that is what replaced the possibility that had lived up until that moment in time. They acknowledge this, they honor it, and they say, now we're going to make a new choice. This is for one individual. The same principle works for peace between nations and the healing of cities when many people come together. And I'm sharing this because this is one individual. Now, there are a lot of questions I know that people bring up about this. How long does it last? For some reason, brain and bladder cancer, two big ones in this part of China, statistically, they have over a 90% success rate with this after 3 years, as long as people honor what they have learned in the clinic. New ways to nourish their bodies, new ways to breathe, subtle movements in their body. Many of the clients outlive their doctors by as much as 20 years. The teachings, the techniques, this is saying that we have something that lives within us. I know people in the West who have done this without knowing it. We know right now, I can tell you right off the top of my head, I know of a woman who has gone in for a breast removal because of a tumor, a cancerous tumor. They went to pinpoint it before the surgery began, and there was nothing there to operate on. And the same thing happened with a male in bladder cancer. Nothing was there. And it's happened, you probably know people it's happened to as well. They are only miracles until we understand how we relate to creation. Then we can do them intentionally, and they become a technology. So the reason I share it, and I hesitate sometimes to share it, because in the past people have said, no, you've got to tell me where this place is, you know, or what was that word again? It's not about the place or the word. I'm sharing this as a graphic, poignant example illustrating all the things we've spoken about. There's a direct relationship between human emotion and the physicality of our world, and this is one way that we have the opportunity to see this in our lives.
So the question is, what happened? What happened in that moment that was captured on film, I believe, is a very poignant example of the principle that Isaiah left for us in his text, of the principle that the native healers embody in their work and that David shared with his prayer of rain, and that the Tibetan elders and the healers embody in their prayers. The principle simply suggests that as we choose the quality of thought, feeling, and emotion within our bodies that support what we would choose to have in our lives, that feeling is the language that communicates to the world around us, to the mind of God, to the intelligence that responds to human emotion, how to bring that reality into our world, how to bring that reality into our lives.